Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and we here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast want to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who are at the end of the week and the end of our ropes, and we want to keep our jobs that we love so much, so we use pseudonyms, hence, you know, Elvis. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by our supporters at Patreon. That's right, you, yes, you can also support us by going to Patreon, and for as little as $5, you get access to lost episodes, secret bonus episodes, lots of extra content, and Teacher Needs a Drink swag, all kinds of great stuff from bottle openers to shot glasses, all for as little as $5 at Patreon. We're all supported by Ludlam Dramatics, educational theater posters. If you have a theater teacher at your school, or you are one, send them to ludlamdramatics.com to get the best theater posters in the world. They have this new one on Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it is amazing. We're also sponsored by Posh Pretzels of Frisco. If you'd like to get some custom decorative amazing chocolate dip pretzels, go to poshpretzelsoffrisco.com. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and if you have a story or something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or go to our website, teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. Last thing, if you could just help us out, if this is one of those podcasts you love and like, other than being a patron, you could subscribe, you can leave a review, but really the best thing you could do and to help unite us is find one person at your building and just tell them about the podcast. Tell them something you heard. Anyway, we're getting close to our 50th episode, but this is episode 48. We had a blast, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Have you ever seen the picture of Paul Rudd going around with him with, like, a beard?
Yes.
Yes.
Honey, I would climb that tree and shake them coconuts loose, girl. Like,
I mean, he ain't tall enough to be a tree, but I would climb that bush.
When you're 5'1", everyone's a tree.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Miss Rosie Rose.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
And also joining us today, Miss Shirley Temper.
In the lee of picturesque ridge lies a small, unpretentious winery, one that pampers its fruit like its own babies.
I literally almost quoted that fucking show and I forgot what I was going to say.
What one is that?
That's it's fruit wine fruit. Speech. It's fruit wine.
She said bebe. You couldn't tell.
For bebes. Hi, I'm Myra Rose. And if you like fruit wine as much as I do, that one.
Okay.
And also Bunny O'Hare. Sorry.
Hi.
All right, gang. Well, man, this week has been highs and lows for me, and the lows have felt kind of low and the highs have been kind of nice. So I started teaching back this week. I'm only doing one school right now, and so I had that one day to really prepare, but my own personal little children were starting school this week and they're starting virtual. And I was really, 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 really fucking stressed about making sure I get my kids set up right for virtual school, make sure they have everything they need. And it was a dumpster fire. Like, it wasn't a dumpster fire on my end, but the school district themselves, and this is one of the larger school districts in the state of Texas, they didn't anticipate the need to expand their bandwidth when they're telling every single student, parent, and teacher to have a virtual meeting at the same time using the same software. And so sweet, their whole fucking system just shut down. And I was stressed until I had just like a brief second. Like, you know what? It's going to be okay. It was kind of like the end of last year. I was like, you know what? No one's going to fail. No one's getting a bad grade for this. We're just going to make it through and it'll probably be better tomorrow. And of course, the next day, I think it lasted an hour until the whole thing collapsed again. But today the kids were able to be online, but a lot of the videos they were required to watch had caps on it. So I was like, sorry, too many people have watched this video already today. So you can't see what? Your music lesson. And I was like, oh, well. Oh,
crap. I didn't even know that was a thing.
And so it is for cheaper software because usually you have to pay the extra amount to get the unlimited views or whatever.
Wait. You mean a district got the shit version? Shocked. I am shocked.
Next thing you're going to be telling me that my district doesn't have enough devices for everyone.
came kind of a weird zen after everything just completely collapsed in that first hour. I was like, you know what? It's going to be okay because if it doesn't go right, it's not my fault. And next week, they're with their mom, and she can kind of figure it out when they're doing, like, once school really starts. But I don't know. I just kind of all of a sudden took this kind of zen mode. I was like, huh, yeah, it's all burning, but it's going to be okay. No one's going to get in trouble.
You're like the dog in that meme.
I am, but the thing is, it really is fine. I mean, yeah, the first 2 days, 3 days of school were a complete bomb for this district, but they've got how many more weeks and all the rest? Like, we're so sorry for kids whose first day of school wasn't. Yeah, this year is already starting off with an asterisk. I think at this point, I'm ready to accept that level of grace that, you know, just a lot of shit isn't going to work and isn't going to go right. And that kind of mentally prepared for when I went to my school and I was teaching asynchronous learning, where I was having to teach to the kids at home and the kids in the room at the same time of performing arts class. Which was tricky because not all at first they were like, they showed me this amazing software and they really trained me well on how to use it so I could share different things, but the kids weren't trained on it yet. And so I was like, okay, guys, let's open up. Go ahead and log in. Open this file. They're like, what's that on button? Where's the computer? I was like, okay. But I was kind of prepared. So I had some like storybooks and some stuff we can just kind of act out. And luckily, most of the kids were well behaved and it went as smoothly as it could go. So I was like, okay, well, grace. It's grace. Everyone's just like, we're just going to make it through together. And I think that's the mindset we as teachers really need to accept right now, is just as pissed off as we are at admin or government or that stupid ass parent who can't get over something, just breathe and this is all going to pass and it's all going to be okay this year. Hopefully will not be a wash, but it's going to have a big fucking asterisk. Because everyone's like, oh yeah, that was a rough year. Well, it was 2020. Everyone's like, oh yeah. Some people are taking really heavy hits and some people it's just like, my internet's not working. Well, yeah, it can be a lot heavier, but I don't know. I think right now we just all need to take care of ourselves, forgive ourselves, and try to be nice to the people around us, because everyone wants this to work, but we got to all work together to get there. So, oh, anyway, that was my monologue apparently, and that's how I'm doing. But hey, Rosé, how are you doing?
Is it my turn for a soliloquy?
Go for it. I'm going to mute my mic. No, I'm going to keep it on so I can interrupt you.
Just like, please interact with me, please. So I started work this week.
Yay! Full-time
on campus. What? My district, gotta love them, decided that they were going to start a new entire charting system for the nurses, brand new this year, because that's the time to do it. And not only that, but they don't have it ready for us yet, so we can't chart anything. We can't do immunizations. We can't look through anything. And then we found out today nothing is carrying over. So for my school, I'm going to have to manually type in 825 students' information. Their health alerts, their medication, their immunizations, and all of their contact info.
Is there no way this stuff could be ported over, or do you really need to just like, here is this file?
So the company that we were with was sold to someone else and they kind of like jacked with it and made it something different. And in the process, I think they fucked up the files. So there is no way to put it over. So, But more fun than that, I went and got a deep tissue massage today. Because my chiropractor was like, girl, your calves are like rocks. We have got to work on that. And I was like, So at one point, this precious baby angel, after I told her more than once, I'm gonna fucking kill you, while she was massaging me, because that's how bad it hurts. She was massaging one of my calves, and as she was doing it, I flipped up my other leg because it hurt, and I literally kicked her in the face.
You need to control yourself, Miss Rosie. You don't kick the people trying to help you in the face.
Not it was directly. Hysterical, though. Like, she died laughing. I was like, oh, my God, did I just kick you? And she goes, yeah, in the face. And we just both left it.
Where do I start? It's bad. It's like a dumpster fire with a dumpster of fire in it. So what had happened was my school had some technical snafus about February, and they didn't tell us, but they wiped the server, and everything is gone.
No.
14 years of my life is gone. I have some of it, not much of it.
You didn't have any backups at home or any spare disks or anything?
No, or? Elvis, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
It's okay. You're only the 30th person to ask me because I apparently am a dum-dum and I should have done that. I'm getting that a lot too. People are like, well, why didn't you? I'm like,
because it was on the fucking server.
Uh-huh. That was my bad. I didn't think they were going to wipe the server without telling us.
Right. They shouldn't have.
And so 14 years, it's all gone. Syllabuses, handbooks, worksheets, PowerPoints, and
subplans, all that shit.
They're gone. It's gone. Oh, wow. And everybody's been really generous. People have been sharing lots of things with me, but it's one of those things where I'm already trying to learn this. We're using Canvas, the learning distance system, and we are not receiving any formal training for it. They're just sending us links to videos. I have 25 videos for just Canvas sitting in my email right now. And they are all out of order and out of context. They're not linear. And on top of it, I don't learn that way. I don't learn by watching a video. I need someone to like sit in front of me, demonstrate it, and then let me do it. You know, like we differentiate for our students.
Yeah.
And whenever I bring that up, everyone's solution is to send me another video. So I finally just reached my breaking point today. I got another email first thing this morning, and I'm watching it, and I call my department head, and I was like, what the fucking fuck is this? And they were like, well, have you set up a homepage? And I was like, no, I don't know what that is. Like, where is it? And they started to try to talk me through it, and that's the point where I just started crying. Because I'm angry. I'm an angry crier.
Same. And people are like, oh, are you okay? Like, don't fucking touch me.
Now, she cool. She my work wife. Like, she okay, get that's it. Good. She get it. So I'm ugly crying at my desk. And she was like, well, why don't you just focus on working on like your syllabus and stuff, and we'll figure out how to get it in from point A to point B. I was like, okay. So I hang up with her. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going through, and then I was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
And I cried for an hour. I was just so over it. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I still have 5 more days to figure this out. And I called Mr. Temper, and I very rarely cry. So when I called him crying, he was like, what? What's wrong? What's going on? And he's going to watch the videos with me, and we're going to try to figure this out on our own, because God knows I'm not going to get any help.
Girl, I will screen share and I will show you the things.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And that might be what I need to do. The other thing that came up today randomly, other than my district saying that it's okay to wear just face shields and not masks, which is fucked up in so many ways. I can't. And of course, it's all the science teachers that are wearing them around campus, but I digress. You teach science, bitch.
I'm doing okay. We had our first 2 days back. We're starting online until at least September 8th. The next civilian who pops off about teachers aren't working right now because there aren't children in the building is going to catch these hands. I have never, like, I spend all day at my computer.
Did somebody say that?
Oh, like, they're just stupid-ass Facebook comments and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I told you about reading the comments, buddy?
I know. That's the quickest way to lose faith in humanity, but
that's why Rosie drinks. Facebook comments.
But, I mean, other than that, like, I did get to see some of my kids online the last couple of days, and I knew I missed them, but then seeing their goofy little faces, I was like, oh, I miss these little nerds.
Okay, everybody, I have something from Reddit from user Ryland Adler. Principles, true feelings. Today, one of our APs tested positive for COVID. After receiving this information, our principal is quoted as saying, "Screw this, I'm not getting sick," and immediately left school. No word on if she returned to campus, but we did all receive an email stating that a staff member had tested positive and the entire front office is under quarantine. All of this was shared with me by the principal's personal secretary. We are all going to get sick. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah, here's the thing. That's going to trickle up. Because I know the principals don't want to get sick. I believe the people who are in the admin buildings who can work from home don't want to get sick, too. It's going to shut down once a lot of people are getting infected. And I know it starts with just a trickle. I know most of the schools right now have one or two cases. And I know several where it is the principal in the front office who've got it so far. But yeah, it's going to be something pretty soon. I mean, it might not happen in the first 2 or 3 weeks, but I think in the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to have to do a big old shutdown.
Well, I mean, at my school, one of the programs, our band program, which I mean, they practice all across campus. They practice in the cafeterias, in the gyms, outside, you know, because they have to break into sectionals and they scatter and they're everywhere. And one of the kids tested positive for COVID and they were trying to, what's it called? The tracing?
Contact tracing.
Yeah, they were contact tracing. The student walked through the cafeteria where all the teachers gather every morning for lunch and breakfast. Your boy doesn't because she's smart. And then went through, like, she went everywhere, basically. So, TikTok.
Now, it's happening. A good friend of mine who's a principal just got diagnosed with COVID. Completely asymptomatic. He went in for a well check, and part of the well check, they decided to go ahead and do the, you know, the brain swab. And he was talking on the phone with, like, his girlfriend or something. And he was like, "Hey, well, I'm not positive." And the nurse's like, "Well, actually, you are. And so you need to quarantine." And there was no attempt at contact tracing at all. He notified the district, like, "Well, you weren't here on Friday, and so everything should be good. You just stay at home for the next 5 days." I was like, "Yeah, but before that, I imagine he probably, like, this is a mask wearer guy. He's pretty diligent, but I'm sure he ended up at some point going to every single classroom. I'm sure he had to go interview teachers that were new hires. I mean, it's his job. He's the principal."
Well, and the worst part is just because he's not feeling anything doesn't mean he didn't pass it to someone who's going to get it way worse.
Exactly. No. You know?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But the district, I don't know if they've actually notified anyone beyond the front office who he has immediate contact with. So it's like, oh, geez.
From Reddit user, I hope I'm getting this right, Post Rock in the For Real World.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a play on the rockin' in the free world.
Yeah. It's as good a time as ever to remember that this is just a job. Somewhat of a rant, I'm sorry, they say. It's a job that I love going to. It's a job that makes me feel excited on a daily basis and consistently reinforces my hope in the future. I get to be creative, I get to entertain, and I get to blow some minds from time to time. But the community that I serve has made it clear that the health and safety of me and my students don't really matter, and that we truly simply are a daycare. But I've signed a contract and I plan to teach. I just don't plan to win Teacher of the Year. Because after all, it is just a job. I plan to do my 8 and hit the gate.
Amen.
I'll leave school at school and go home and hang out with my girlfriend and dog. I'll play my guitar, I'll cook delicious food, and I'll sleep for at least 7 hours. It's as good a time as ever to remember that this is just a job. I will deliver the same amount of high-quality instruction that I feel I owe to the community.
I think that's really important because I know right now, especially with pandemic, with a lot of our lives being reduced to almost just our apartments or our house, that any task we take on ends up taking on more importance because that's what we have to do and that's all we have to do. But it's important where this is just a job. Breathe, have grace. We'll make it through. hopefully we won't scar anybody too badly with it.
I think it's important to remember that if you quit, they would not hesitate in replacing you. And as much loyalty as we feel to our schools and to our kids and to their communities, I completely agree with this person. I'm notorious for getting everywhere a good hour early. I'm not doing that this year. I'm getting there when I'm expected to be there, not very early before that, maybe 10 minutes, because, you know, it is me. I can do that. But I'm telling you, 3:30, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not staying late. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming up on weekends. I'm not working on stuff at home. If it doesn't get done in the span of the day, it doesn't get done, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
I had some administrators during training this year, and they said, you know what, this year, during all of this situation with all the virtual learning, we are pretty much in the Harry Wong survival mode right now. We all just need to focus on getting what we need to do done, and we might not do all of our jobs to the best of our ability, but we just need to try our best and just accept it and keep going. And they're like, you know what? We might not nail every single observation. We might not even be able to do all of that. But right now, we just need to do the things that have to be done. And at this point, it is teaching the kids and trying to be there for the kids. But we need to also take care of ourselves. So, I mean, this is survival territory. This is almost going, hell, this is almost like being back a first-year teacher, because I'm having to pull tricks and make stuff up on the spot. And I almost kind of thought I wasn't going to be at this stage in my career again, where I was going to have to kind of, you know, make it up as I go. Because before, I built up this great toolbox of lessons and techniques and stuff that really worked in an in-classroom format, in a traditional setting. But I had to throw a whole bunch of that out the window for online. And so now I'm having to pick stuff up, and I actually have to pay attention to what the new people are saying, because they actually have good advice and good tips. And we're all in survival mode again. We have to kind of remember that, and that we'll get there. Good days and bad days. We just got to suck it up.
Our department head is this guy who is an excellent teacher, and he is constantly the guy doing the most for his students. Like, he's the kind of teacher that you hope your kid has. His words to us in our department meeting at the beginning of the semester were, we're taking it slower this year, and we get done what we get done. And I mean, like, he pretty much said he's not going to be the person doing the most this year, because he's like, you know, he lost a family member to COVID. His father is immune compromised. So now that he's going to be around 200 students every day, he's not going to be able to be around his father.
Yeah. And,
like, he was stressed out about it. And he was like, you know what, this year, it doesn't matter how long you've been teaching, we're all first year teachers.
Exactly.
So
wise.
We got to share. We got to be there for each other.
Yeah. It was kind of reassuring, because I mean, I think we all get a little imposter syndrome sometimes, and I definitely feel that around this person, because he's such an excellent teacher. So to hear him say, you know what, not this year, was really kind of, it felt like getting permission to not kill myself trying to make this work.
I imagine that really validated your feelings on top of it.
Absolutely.
This one was brought to my attention by @InternetStacy, and it's things to normalize during a global fucking pandemic. Because I feel like over the last 8 months, we haven't forgotten there's a pandemic, but we're getting so overwhelmed with our own bullshit that we can't. So some things that are normal: weight gain and fluctuating weight. I bet there are a lot of teachers who are going to be buffed up and super skinny. I bet there's going to be a lot of teachers you see that have gained quite a bit of weight over the last 9 months. It happens. It's normal. Also, for some people, being unproductive and unmotivated is normal, and some people going crazy overproductive and making huge emoji classrooms and redecorating their room and doing every lesson plan, these are just how people are coping. And it's okay to feel okay one moment and awful the next, have random waves of sadness or anxiety. Sometimes it's okay if people are unresponsive to your messages. They might just not have the spoons to deal with it when you send something. Even if it's as light as, hey, how you doing? They're like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I'm going to keep watching my show. And sometimes it's okay if people fall off routines and healthy habits. And it's also okay if you're doing things to distract yourself. Just make sure you are taking care of yourself and you're making safe choices in your distractions. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
I know this is such a surprise, but we have a Patreon.
No shit.
Shut the fuck up.
That is right. For as little as $5 a month, you can support Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, and you can also get bonus episodes and lost episodes, exclusive interviews with us, and you also get to talk. So you get to cock directly to us. Yeah, please don't cock.
Ooh. You have to pay extra for the cock.
Yeah, no. Dick pics will instantly be memed and circulated. Where was
You're
I?
You're sending them. They're not sending them.
Shh. Enough out of you. Look at this penis pic somebody sent me. That's yours. No, no. Look, somebody sent it to me.
Elvis, which level of Patreon is the dick pics?
Any level, baby. Any level.
Oh, no.
You give us money, you getting dick pics.
Bad. Someone get the spray bottle.
So, Rosie, I'd like you to share this. It's a positive note sent by one of our Patreons. It's a little bit of a novel.
Positive shit?
I gave Bunny the last one.
All right, let's do this.
Bunny. That's what she said.
Ayo. All right, it says, "Hello, Elvis and crew. Just wanted to share a feel-good story since we are in clusterfuck times." Two 10th grade students reached out to me in May, just before our school year ended, wanting to start a mental health awareness club in hopes of squashing the stigma and providing a safe space for their peers to receive support. That's adorable. We had almost 30 complete an interest form and closer to 20 attend the first meeting today during lunch. Just a little background, my school is on remote learning for the first 9 weeks grading period, and our school board will be making the decision during our fall break if we'll be sticking with that or if we will return in a blended setting for the second 9 weeks. Our meeting took place over Google Meet. Thank you for putting that, dear Patreon user, because I was like, the fuck are they meeting?
Yeah.
What? But thank you for writing that. The first meeting was amazing. I cannot brag enough about these two sophomores. They are just incredible girls who saw a need at our school and took initiative to fill that need. In a time where there is so much uncertainty and watching the news has negative images, these girls give me so much hope. I feel so energized after our first meeting and the response we received from the new members. I love that this change is happening because of these students and they took a chance. Even as I am typing this, I am tearing up. Don't worry. Happy tears, because victories like this fuels why I will continue to serve in the education setting. Thank you for letting me share a win. Thank you for all of your episodes. So thankful for the laughs you provide. Stay strong and keep those drinks stronger. Love, Care Bear.
Aww. Thank you for being a Patreon member, Care Bear. And good job for the
bitch.
Win. You keep that up. And other teachers, try to do the same if you can. Here we go. This one is called A Life in Film. For whatever the reason, two unauthorized movies are made about your life. The first is an independently released documentary, primarily comprised of interviews with people who know you and bootleg footage from your actual life. Critics are describing the documentary as brutally honest and relentlessly fair. Meanwhile, Columbia TriStar Disney Fox has produced a big-budget biopic of your life, casting major Hollywood stars as you and all of your acquaintances. Though the movie is based on actual events, screenwriters have taken some liberties with the facts. Critics are split on the artistic merits of this fictionalized account, but audiences love it. Which film would you be more interested in seeing? The true documentary or the razzle dazzle? Who would like to go first?
Me.
Go for it.
I say give me the old razzle dazzle. Razzle dazzle. I want the full Rocket Man Bohemian Rhapsody experience. I want Scarlett Johansson to play me. I want the glossy, filtered version of my life, because my life is so boring that if you did the documentary, you would be like, within the first 5 minutes, you would turn it off. Oh, I it's true. I mean, I don't have like an exciting life, but if Scarlett Johansson played me, it would look better.
You know, I'd really love to have like the whole like rock star biopic thing. Like, I want the Rocket Man movie. I think that's awesome. But mine would be more like the Dewey Cox movie, where it's just kind of like dopey shit. And like, look, he's doing it again. I'm like, yup, dope, 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 dope. And that'd be kind of my life story. Like, yeah, he did these things, but he kind of went ass backwards about all of it. That would be a lot more entertaining than seeing a documentary of me like, I don't know. What's the thing in Seinfeld? Like, they drops the sandwich in the trash can and gets it back out and takes a bite. It'd be like all those horrible Costanza moments, and you don't need to see that shit.
I have already lived my real life, so I think I would be interested in seeing a fictionalized account of it. I feel like they would probably let me have a happy ending of some sort, so I think that might be fun.
It would be you ascending to heaven with all these kitty cats and puppy dogs. Who would play you? Would it be Judy Garland, or I mean, what?
She's super dead. I don't know. Maybe Anna Kendrick.
Ooh, oh, hell yeah.
And Miss,
I'd see that movie.
Yeah, Miss Rosie, what about you?
You know, I thought if I went last, I would have a better answer for you, but I'm torn. So there's no one as amazing to play me other than me. So I feel like I would have to personally star in my bioepic with all the razzle dazzle. So that would be fun. But also, the documentary might get real sad and real, but I'd want to know what people had to say.
Once they saw the true story behind the making of Rosie Rosé.
Right. I like that. I like that a lot, though.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I don't know. My bioepic, though, would not be happy. It would be like a giant, like, melodramatic feature. So I might, like, win an Oscar, but everyone's going to be depressed after.
Yeah.
So. I want to go full Moulin Rouge, Rocket Man.
musical.
Yes. But with Scarlett Johansson. I just want to keep saying that.
What about you, Elvis?
Me? Who would play me? Ooh, Tom Hanks.
What kind of movie would you want?
Oh, no. I want the full big production, because you know what? I got my secrets. I got, like, this whole introvert-extrovert thing going out there where I really want people to know me and know what I'm doing, but I really don't want to have to talk to them about it. All right, well, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. All my friends, please give each other grace, give yourself grace, breathe and realize this is all temporary, and with all the other crazy bullshit going on in the world right now, people aren't going to remember if you botch a lesson or if there's a fail or if all of a sudden, like, you know, your boob was hanging out through your whole Zoom call. I mean,
they might remember that.
Well, you know, the 14-year-old boys will never forget it in the rest of their lives. But you know what? In this grand scheme of things, it's going to be okay. Well, I'd like to thank my special guest today, Ms. Rosie Rosé. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And also thanks to Miss Shirley Temper.
Where is Bibi's chamber?
The baby.
Bibi's chamber.
The baby. And also big thank you to Miss Bunny O'Hare.
A pleasure as always.
All right, my friends. Deep drinks, deep breaths, both of it, all of it, whatever. Cheers!
Cheers!
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes.
Hey, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And please subscribe, leave a review, and also just find one person and tell them about it. It really is the best way to help spread the word. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Ludlam Dramatics and Posh Pretzels of Frisco. Anyway, where was I? Yes, I'd like to thank our guests today, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, Ms. Shirley Temper, and Ms. Rosie Rosé for joining us. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. I think I've covered everything I need to cover. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Anyway. I keep my freak out at school.
Man, I handled school pretty well this week. I was proud of myself. I wore my big boy panties. So, Bunny.
How did they fit in your pants?
Man, they barely do. My ass is fat right now.
I couldn't lie. line. Get in line.
Yeah, that's that thing I want to post for. I shared it above these. The things to normalize during a global fucking pandemic.
My fat ass got you, girl. Oh, got you.
I'm really glad when I lost all that weight, I didn't do a complete closet purge. Like, I got rid of a lot of my bigger clothes, but now I'm like, I got three shirts that kind of fit. And
I'm not going to lie. I bought some Spanx for work. Some of my dresses were a little hurt. And I was like, I need a little support to feel comfortable here.